Welcome to the Anabu AI blog and audio. Today's article is by Brett Allegre Wood. The title is Singapore's $128 billion digital economy is the AI blueprint you need.
$128 billion? That's a headline number that stops you in your tracks.
It does. And the article's point is that this didn't happen by accident. Singapore has no natural resources. What it has is deliberate, long-term strategic thinking. AI and semiconductors were explicitly identified as the primary growth engines. And then the government engineered the conditions for those engines to run.
Which sounds like something you'd read about a tech giant, not a country.
Exactly. And the mechanism behind it is called RIE 2025, Singapore's Research, Innovation, and Enterprise Plan. $28 billion allocated with one mandate: keep Singapore at the frontier of what they call trusted AI and high-tech manufacturing.
So what does $28 billion in government funding actually produce for a business?
Brett spells it out: a constant pipeline of AI research and skilled professionals, government-backed funding that reduces the risk of private AI investment, a national framework that attracts global tech partners, and demand for AI-enabled services that simply didn't exist 5 years ago.
So it's not money disappearing into a ministry. It's an ecosystem being deliberately constructed.
That's his framing exactly. And ecosystems create commercial opportunities. The businesses inside them get access to things that businesses operating in isolation don't.
And that brings him to something he calls the AI divide.
Yes, and this is where the article gets uncomfortable. While some businesses are still debating whether AI is worth the investment, others are already operating inside ecosystems designed for AI success. They're getting grant programs that cut the effective cost of adoption, partner networks built to accelerate deployment, and a trusted AI framework that gives their customers confidence.
Every quarter you delay, they compound their advantage.
That's his point. It's not a future problem. It's happening now.
Okay, so the article is partly about Singapore, but mostly about what an SME owner should actually do. You don't need to relocate to Singapore to apply the model.
Right. He gives five practical steps. The first is to map the ecosystem you're already in. The UK, Australia, most developed economies have direct equivalents to Singapore's RIE model. Most business owners simply haven't looked for them.
Because they assume that kind of support is for big corporates, not a 50-person business.
And it's not. Step two is to find your entry point without abandoning your niche. You don't pivot the whole business. You ask where AI-driven demand intersects with what you already do well. Can you service companies inside these ecosystems? Can you add AI to your existing offer to make it sharper?
And step three is using government funding to take the risk out of investment. Grants, tax incentives, co-funding programs. Brett calls it the closest thing to free money for AI transformation that exists.
Which is worth sitting with. 2 hours of research could change a risk calculation entirely.
There's also his point on trusted AI that I think gets overlooked in most conversations about AI adoption. It's not just a policy concept.
No, it's a competitive differentiator. The businesses that win as AI becomes more widespread won't just be the fastest adopters. They'll be the ones customers and partners feel safe working with. Singapore understood this early. Brett's argument is that most Western businesses still haven't.
So building an ethical, transparent AI framework from the start is a commercial move, not just a compliance one.
Exactly. And far easier to build in from the beginning than to retrofit later.
He also talks about team AI literacy, and I liked the distinction he draws there.
Not AI expert, AI literate. Your people need to understand how to work alongside these tools, how to spot where AI can augment what they already do well, and how to adapt when workflows change. He frames it as a training investment, not a recruitment one. That matters for a 20 to 50 person business.
What's the one thing a listener should do this week?
He gives five actions at the end of the article, but if I had to pick one, spend 2 hours searching for AI grants and funding programs in your country. Most developed governments have active programs right now. Find out what applies to your industry and your size. That's where the risk equation shifts.
For me, it would be mapping what your two or three closest competitors are doing with AI.
If they're ahead, you need to know by how much and in which areas. That changes the urgency of everything else. Both worth doing. The full article is at anabu.ai.
And if you want this kind of thinking applied to your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too. Worth the conversation. It really is.